We wanted to start even earlier, and the first point would be the making of a social scientist. And we would like to ask you to tell about the influences within your childhood and youth, which maybe were important for becoming a social scientist. Your background, your parents, your early impressions, which influenced you within your profession?
Well, I was a suburban kid living in a rather wealthy county called Westchester County, although the area that we lived in, though it was good middle class, it wasn't that affluent. The county itself was, and in a city called Mount Vernon, which is directly above. And my father was a school teacher, but not terribly intellectual. He was a physical training teacher. They kept changing the names over the years. It finally became health education. It started out as physical training, physical education and so on. But, you know, he was like a basketball coach and so on. But there was a lot of intellectual exchange in the household, but not at a very high level. But there was always talk about current events. There were books that they always gave. I had a sister. We always had books to read. So there was that kind of. And then high school was quite intellectual because I had friends who did a lot of talking with me. Again, probably not the highest quality, but interesting. And when I went to college, I went to college in a place called the University of Virginia. And I went there. I had no idea where I should go. I mean, I was rather innocent, suburban kid. And I went there because I have difficulties in that. I have sinus problems.
What?
Problems with my nose.
Yeah.
Sinus.
And, yeah. And I understand.
Chronic bronchitis. So we decided. My father said you should go to a warm place, and so he wanted. The obvious place was Arizona, because that's what the doctors were counseling.
Yeah.
And you know that was too far, so they said But I think more in a. Come to that in a minute, but maybe what's it's you know this is all interpretation, and I don't hold too great a brief for it. But my parents are German Jewish, and that's certainly relevant, and the household was relatively serene, so it's not a kind of an American family where there's a lot of stress and conflict.
But your parents lived in Germany before they immigrated, or your ancestors?
On my mother's side, it was my grandparents. Only one of whom I knew, and she died early. And the other, in fact, I learned that much German from her when I was 5 and 6 years old. And then on the other side, these people came about 1860, 1870, very early. And again, there was only one grandparent whom I knew very young. That was a grandfather. But the family itself had already become a nuclear family, primarily. So I didn't have lots of cousins and uncles and all of that. So I was already a kind of an American kid rather than an immigrant second generation. Whereas most of the people that I knew later on all had parents who were born overseas. And so they were more classically second generation
immigrants.
Whatever they were, Jewish or not. So, and then I went to Virginia, which is a very American, you know, kind of place. And though I was Jewish, you know, I never had any deep religious feelings. Again, I think because of this kind of background. But I think more relevant to your story is that at college I began to read things in science. I started out as a pre-med, they call it pre-med. I was going to be a doctor. and I was going to be a doctor because I had all these operations on my nose, so I had fantasies of being a surgeon. Then I was quite good in science, but I got bored with it. And I started to take classes in humanities and in sociology and psychology, and that's what interested me, yeah, mostly.
The same as me.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
started with medicine too, yeah. The same as
me. Right. Mm. But also I studied scientific method. There was a book I sometimes quote by two famous philosophers. One was Cohn and the other was Nagel. The name of the book was "An Introduction to Logic and Scientific Method." The logic part was boring, but the part on scientific method was really interesting, and they had lots of examples. And so I grew up thinking I was going to be a scientist, which probably combined with a certain distance that you get of your my kind of suburban kid.